Hello, and welcome to London Talkback Radio, broadcasting on 1152 AM, 261 metres, medium wave. I'm Douglas Cameron, and each weekday morning between 5:30 and 9, I do hope you'll join me and a million listeners for a very varied diet. My breakfast call brings you all the news of the day, lets you air your views, tells you your fortune, and brings you the talkback racing tipster with a daily way to lose money. Plus, all the information you'll need to travel around town. Good morning, at 6 o'clock, I'm Douglas Cameron. In this bulletin, tension mounts again in the Gulf.
Yes, but I think the future Queen of England, who is a human being, has the same right to privacy.
Good morning, Mr. Cameron. I'm an ex-royal butler, and I've listened to, and I have been at Althorp House with Princess Diana as a young girl.
You're listening to Douglas Cameron's Breakfast Call on 11:52 a.m. on your favourite conversation station. Now, the Chancellor is to make a statement in half an hour.
Judy's joined me to have a look at our stars.
Pisces, a colleague could try your patience today, Pisces, and you won't care who knows about it. But are you actually in the right?
14 minutes away is the time, the Get You to Work service, talkback style, underway again. And first of all, if you're travelling by train, well, that's all from Douglas Cameron's Breakfast Call for this morning. And I must write out 25 times before the programme tomorrow. Please, I must not talk to Pete Murray when I have to introduce the traffic. Anyway, if you want to talk to Pete Murray, and if you couldn't get through to me, Pete will be waiting to take your calls after the 9 o'clock news, which follows now. Bye.
And a very good morning to you. Between now and 1 o'clock, I invite you to join me for 4 solid hours of entertainment. I'm waiting now for your morning call on the subjects that are concerning you. Then, at 10, we'll have our doctor available to talk to you, while at 11, I'll be delighted to welcome Roger Whittaker.
I think, Stan, next to you, I'm afraid, Pete, we're going to have the biggest slug competition.
The biggest slug competition?
Yeah, we want to be the innovators.
We've certainly got the biggest cucumber I've ever seen in my life.
Good morning. Good morning, Laurie.
Hello, Gloria.
I think, Pete, you and I are more or less the same age, and I think we know all about kissing. What I object to...
With me now is our celebrity guest for this morning, none other than Patty Boole. Patty, you look fabulous.
Thank you very
you
much,
You do Pete. Look terrific.
Rita and Harrow. Hello, Rita.
Hello, Pete.
Yes, Rita.
I just, a short, brief comment, wish the Queen could open up the Tower of London and have all these stupid people up for treason.
I hear voices.
Oh, yeah, so you're clairaudient.
Yeah, you see... Yeah. It's
on the line for us, it's Kay.
For...
Tips for Tuesday. Hello, Kay. What sort of tip can we give you?
Hello. Good morning, Pete. It's
good
not
morning.
Exactly a tip. It's help.
About the lady and her sewing machine.
Oh, right. Yes, that's Kay Marabon.
I don't know if...
Welcome back to the Pete Murray Show. In this hour, I'm joined by Laurie Miles, who's the editor of TV Quick magazine. And we're
about
here to
the
talk
lady
to...
that phoned in about there's no need to buy newspapers. Well, I can't see to read a newspaper. But I have Talkback Radio
and
I have
stay tuned, because coming up between now and 5 this afternoon, it'll be my old mate Steve Allen with his usual mix of fun, gossip and entertainment.
And a very good afternoon to you, London. It's 5 minutes past one, and welcome to the first programme in what seems like ages of Steve Allen seeing you through the afternoon here on London Talkback 11:52. Today, band leader and vocalist Andy Pryor. Any mentions of the Caribbean Caroline this afternoon? Not only do you drink, but you listen to other radio stations. You iron, do you?
And I cook, and I can
human.
Listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. Now, all my kids listen to you, so that's all right.
How do you ride through that? Because, as you say, naturally, being the British press, they are so curious. You know, are they having a relationship? Is this what is going on here?
Well, we didn't really sort of open our hearts and let them know.
Jenny.
Well, no, I do. It's really, really good. And I love the restaurants because they eat out a lot.
Yes.
And they eat out in London, and I find them very helpful.
It's competition time again. Who knows? Stephen Harrow could be the one who gets the the nice prize today. Hello, Steve. Ooh. Steve obviously is from another planet and hasn't quite got the gift of the conversation just yet.
I want to know what to do with a yucca.
Yeah.
It's 10 years old.
Yeah.
If it was upright, it would be about 5 feet.
Right.
But it's taken a shocking bend.
You've either got it or you haven't. You had it today for 4 hours, and we'll be having it again tomorrow for 4 hours, let me tell you. Which, believe me, proves... What's the matter, Margaret? You're always like that, aren't you? Get out. After the news at 5 o'clock,
Mike Dickin, caring, sharing, giving. He's none of those things. Miserable little devil that he is. 4 hours worth of him. Oh, dear, I can't cope with it. I'll be back tomorrow. Barbara Windsor will be joining...
London Talkback Radio.
A very good afternoon to you, Mike Dickin, with you until nine.
Technology, on the move, you might get something that'll come up that'll bring him back to normal.
Well, they're saying that is impossible.
Never mind what they say. All they're trying to do, and they will do it in time, they'll introduce Murder Incorporated.
Well, you're saying when people are... chortling away like mad. Is this a serious problem?
Well, it does sound to anyone coming from the outside as though it's rather funny, but a constituent of mine wrote to me saying that it was essential that a training scheme was started here in chicken and turkey sexing, because in
Europe... The problem is there have been so many thefts with the car that the insurance premium on these cars is so high, and I think it's so seriously affected the sales of Ford Motor Company that they've had to make a definitive decision to actually withdraw the car.
It's an awesomely quick car, as I've said. I mean, it really did have rocket-like acceleration, but it also had everything else.
The point I'm making is I'm basically saying that, you know, it's a fundamental disrespect of that child's, you know, human rights, because surely... I mean, I've seen a picture of you on television. You look quite a large man. Now, to see you slap a child, to me, is pretty horrific. I mean, you know, I just don't think you should do it.
All right, Bill, I think you've nailed your colours to the mouse fairly squarely. Maybe others, I shan't bother to respond to you. I won't dignify your remarks by responding to them, but maybe others will. 071 603 1150. And that's it from me after another fun-packed 4 hours. Where does the time go when you're having fun? Why ask me? Ask Robbie Vincent. He's next. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is Robbie Vincent's Nightline on London Talkback, 11:52 a.m.
So I trust you're well. Welcome to day two of what possibly could turn out to be the autumn season of Robbie Vincent Nightlines. Might not, but then again, it might.
Right, the managing director, so I spoke to a solicitor, Gary Jacobs, on the radio, who said your company is outrageous in sending debt collectors to my door. To my door, your own representatives, when I am out of work because I had a dying child and my wife and I have had to give up all goodies in life to look after the real goodie, which is our daughter.
Yeah,
so you keep off our back. We've got nothing to say to you.
I wrote letters.
Get angry.
All the credit cards.
Nightline. Call 071-603-1152.
She was basically left with a bad situation with her flatmates, so she had nowhere to live.
Right.
So I said she could come and live with me, you know, because I didn't want to see her sort of basically with nowhere to live.
Yes.
So we're living together, but, I mean, she's in a separate...
Wait a minute. Robbie's a bit shocked. Ideal. What do you mean by ideal?
Well, okay, not ideal, but every guy has who they think they'd like to meet.
They did a film with
Kurt Douglas and Burt Lancaster. They were gangsters.
Yeah, that's right. They came out of jail as old men. Yes, I remember
that. And I would really like to see the sort of a sequel onto Some Like It Hot.
Might be wet, it might be dry, it might be cloudy. Doesn't matter. Be safe.
And following Nightline, London Talkback keeps you entertained and amused right through the night. There's a varied diet for you at the weekend, from gardening and health advice to the South East's most comprehensive sports coverage, from the brightest look at events throughout the region to help for the pet owner with London Talkback's resident vet. And as if that's not enough, you'll have a chance to win a host of prizes. For instance, in Steve Allen's afternoon show, he's bringing you regular advice on food matters with Safeway. You'll hear some fresh ideas from the experts, plus a chance to win Safeway vouchers each week through the autumn.
At Safeway, you're spoilt for choice and quality. As well as the more popular varieties of fruit and vegetables, our selection includes fresh herbs, baby vegetables, organically grown produce, and exotic fruits. And they all carry Safeway's specially quality-selected seal. You'll find all the well-known brands as well as Safeway's own, providing excellent quality and great value for money. So come along and discover the difference at Safeway, where good ideas come naturally.
And to cap it all, here at London Talkback Radio, we'd like to treat one lucky winner to a trip for two on a cruise in the Caribbean. That extra special fun-filled competition starts on September the 28th, only on London Talkback Radio, your conversation station.